This is Growing Local, stories from ASAP about the local food community. I'm Jen Nathan-Orris. When Sarah Wickers started Well Seasoned Table in 2014, she did it all.
The farmer, the forager, the kitchen witch that that creates all these products, running the wholesale and the retail for markets and website.
Well Seasoned Table has a complex business model. It makes handcrafted herbs, spices, teas, and infused sugars, all sourced from multiple farms and local forests. Its Wild Green Goddess seasoning is made with wildcrafted greens, including ramps and garlic. When Sarah started the company, she grew the garlic herself and ventured into the forest to harvest the ramps sustainably, careful to leave the roots so the plants can grow back the next year. The farm-grown ingredients still run the gamut, from toasted okra seeds to dehydrated onions and dried tomatoes, plus several varieties of hot peppers. In the early days, Sarah grew most of the produce and herbs herself, but this year she's trying something new.
We are going to be sourcing from other farms. Now, this is not our first year sourcing from other farms, but it's our first year sourcing in these quantities because we've upscaled so much that we needed to be able to really fine-tune where everything's coming from.
Sarah will still grow herbs for tea at her farm, but it was a big decision to hand over the reins to new people who will supply the rest of the ingredients this year. Sarah needed to find farmers she could trust to keep up the quality that she worked so hard to achieve, so she came to ASAP's Business of Farming conference. Sarah was eager to participate in the grower-buyer meetings at the conference. It's kind of like speed dating for local food. Restaurants and business owners like Sarah sit at tables scattered around the room. Farmers rotate through the tables, talking to people who want to buy the ingredients they'll grow this season.
I really didn't know what to expect being on this side of the table, and it was really amazing. People that approached us about wanting to carry our product wholesale. There were people that approached us saying that they would like to grow these certain things for us. There were some surprises. I found somebody, I think, that is going to be able to grow rose petals for us, which is wonderful for our teas.
Creating connections within the local food community is essential to Sarah's business.
And actually, that's one of my favorite parts. I absolutely love networking and collaborations. We have so many wonderful small businesses we work with in Asheville.
In addition to local farms, Sarah also collaborates with other small businesses. For example, her salt is sourced from a local family-owned business. She combines it with sitar seasoning, which a local fermenter uses in their sauerkraut. A smoked fire seasoning includes extra mash from a nearby fire cider company that's dehydrated and combined with locally grown onions, peppers, and garlic.
And it is outrageously good. Pretty much good on everything. It's my favorite thing is a vegetable soup that I make with the smoked fire in it, and it is luxurious. Especially over the winter when you don't have that grilling thing, like you can add a little of that and it tastes like you're in the middle of summer.
It's like she's capturing the essence of each season by gathering ingredients at their peak and preserving them for the community to enjoy all year.
This is something that is very dear to my heart because my family goes back here to the 1700s. So this is something that is really special because it's my family legacy. You know, we've been farmers in this area for a very long time, and I love being able to give back to this community and to the land the way that my ancestors did.
Learn more about this year's Business of Farming Conference, which takes place virtually February 25th through 27th at asapconnections.org.